Thank you for the great love wherewith we are loved. And it's all because of Jesus. And in that name we come. And we come boldly to the throne of grace this morning. God, we're a needy people. And thank you, Lord, your grace has touched us to know the need is your Son. God, we're just asking that you pour out more beauty of that Son in our lives today. God, let us see how richly and greatly we're loved by Jesus. Lord, allow the Holy Ghost to work deep today. Anoint your people. Lord, let us lift our voices to you. God, let us lift our eyes. Oh God, to the hills where our help cometh. God, we're so thankful, Lord, that there's a message going out today that you're telling us how much you love us. Lord, thank you, God, that you love the fellowship with the sons of God. Thank you, Lord, that we now know that because of Jesus and his blood, that now are we the sons of God. Thank you, Lord, that in a moment, oh God, in a twinkling of an eye, when we see you, we are going to be like you. But God, allow us to go on today. Allow us to feast upon your table today, God. You've set it for us, Lord. It's of your Son. Drink of this water and you'll never thirst again. Eat of this bread. Praise God and you'll grow. Lord, help us to want that. Give us a desire today. If there's indifference in our hearts this morning, Lord, you're the one that is faithful and true. God, just set a fire, set a flame, Lord. I don't care how long we've been sitting on the backside of a desert, God. Light it up. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Today, let this be the day that we lift our voice and truly rejoice in what great salvation we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in his name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Going to one of my favorite portions of Scripture today. I'm thankful and I pray it's one of yours too. In 1 Kings chapter 11, some thoughts on David. And I have to tell you, brothers and sisters, the Lord just won't let me get out of this sweet vein, and I praise God he's just holding me in it. There's no such things as part one and two and things of that nature. It's just Jesus Christ, praise God. But in 1 Kings chapter 11, we'll begin reading from the fourth verse. And it says there, "For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods." Now notice that. See, just because you get old doesn't mean things, well, I'm just going to turn back to God. Let me tell you something. It's got to be him that draws you. Amen. Praise be to God. He's got to open your heart. He's the one that draws you. He's the one that gave you the grace today that put you in a pew to listen to his truth in love. But it says, "For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father." Now, there's so many things to think about in this precious scripture, but think about this. This brother, Solomon, his heart was turned to other gods. God didn't cut him off. He just said, "Honey, I love you, but your heart ain't perfect towards me. You're still my son. You're still my child. I still love you. There's nothing that's ever going to separate us from the love of God." He was preaching that way back when in the Old Testament, and praise be to God, we know in Romans 8, there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. He can't deny himself. Isn't that awesome? Because his self lives in you if you're a child of the King. If you've accepted the blood of Jesus, praise God. It's no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me. See the simplicity of the gospel of Christ? See how people try to twist and do these different things, try to get you live under guilt, under rules. Well, you got to come in here at least once a week, and then you got to get in the cabinet, and then I'll tell you, it's a mess. There is but one mediator between God and man, and that is the Lord Christ Jesus. Amen? You go direct. You go direct. I like that. It's my personal Savior. It's your personal Savior. All right, now we got to get back to the sermon. "And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God," and I love this, "as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians." See, isn't that just crazy stuff? You think about all the goodness of the Lord to Solomon. Can you imagine? And yet he was going after some, you almost even can't even pronounce the name. It's crazy. is worship and applesauce. Who knows what it was, all right? And after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Tell you what, but for the grace of God, there go I. Think of the things that Solomon was given. How much he was increased to the Lord. Huh? And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord. And here's why. Because he went not fully after the Lord. See, he wanted all of him. You see what I'm saying? He wanted all of Solomon. And notice this. As did David, his father. Praise God. But I want us to really focus on, and we've been there before, and we're never going to leave, fully after the Lord. All holy. See, listen to those words. That's filled with all the fullness of God. See, that's the message in the age that we live in, brothers and sisters. See, it wasn't goodly David. See, goodly was the word that was used for King Saul. Did you know that? See, Saul was the goodly man. But see, it wasn't the goodly man that was going to be the man that was fully after God. Because you know what? The goodly man never gets it. The goodly man always falls short. The goodly man is always in their own self-efforts. Listen to this. The man who was fully persuaded, the man who fully went after the Lord, the bloody man, that was David, by the way. He was the bloody man. He was the man after God's own heart. I love it. It's the grace of God. Isn't it amazing? Over and over and over, it's the grace of God. And see, God's own heart, brothers and sisters. You have a Bible there today? There's his heart. That's God's own heart. Do you know that? His heart is his son. His heart is the word of God. His heart is love. And this is the precious word of God. It is the love of God. This is the I am. And his earnest prayer for us, brothers and sisters, because it's the word of God, is that we too go after all of his heart and that we don't miss it. I thank the Lord today that we could settle in truly, that the reason any of us are here this morning is because God gave us a desire. God gave you a desire. And whether you know it or not, he gave you a desire for his heart. He did. He's just trying to waken you up to it. See, that's the beauty of it. Helping us over and over through our insecurities. That's kind of my life, huh? My stupidity. My want of going my own way. And praise be to God, once I accepted Christ Jesus as Savior, how beautiful it was. He bought me. He bought me with his blood. I became a prisoner of his love. A prisoner of his love. He took me from death to life everlasting. He took me from chains and bondage, and he set me free. That's the prisoner of Jesus Christ, whom I've made free is free indeed. Hallelujah. But see, in that, I'm not my own anymore. It's this precious supernatural life that's come to live in me. Because it is no longer I that live, it's Christ that liveth in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That sweet word that you got right there. Praise the Lord. And hopefully it's not just here today. Hopefully it's not just here today. Want it to work down deep in here today. Because it says the word works effectually in them that believe. See, the word's going to work. Praise God. But I'm here for effectually. How about you? See, I need a lot of help. I need urgent help. I need help so help. Because I'm helpless, that God's got to come in, and I need the effectual work of the Lord in my life. You do too, praise be to God. I'm just so thankful he's breaking us down, hallelujah, because it's that broken heart and contrite spirit that he gives grace to. It's grace to the humble, praise his name. Now, again, speaking of this grace, it's just too good. It is. It's too immense. It really is. When you think about how his thoughts are endless towards us. Everything, praise be to God, was set up for his son in us. And yes, you can say, well, brother, that's the theme week after week in here. Well, why wouldn't it be, brothers and sisters? Are we not a Bible church? Because that happens to be the same theme that is page after page and word after word in here. I don't want to waste your time. You didn't come here for social hour. You didn't come here for a political cause or some type of a new purpose that we're set on. There's one agenda here, And that's that Jesus loves you. And praise be to God. Just like that little song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. That's the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. But brothers and sisters, the beauty of it all, I really do believe, as we get into this word, see, it's not what I can do. It's not. It's not what I can bring. It's not what I can achieve that pleases God. And I want you to step back and think about religions. And yes, I'm so thankful. It's so wonderful. I love people because of the Lord. Because there's a soul in every person. And you know, Jesus Christ died for every single soul. He sure did. He died for the sin of all men. He did. The most wicked of wicked. Matter of fact, Paul said he was the chiefest sinner. I love that. And praise be to God, he was just the one that happened to be the chosen vessel that's bringing forth the mystery of Christ, praise God, that we rejoice in today. Hallelujah. You got a chance. You got more than a chance. Praise be to God. You've got it. You're without excuse. Praise be to God. We are without excuse because the Bible tells us so. But brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful because, see, most of religion, they look at these different ones. They set up hierarchy. They set up, well, see, this one's more holy because they've done this and this and this. Because they did this trek. And, you know, they've been studying here for this long. And we appointed them, you know, chief sergeant here. And then they became lieutenant. And then, you know, captain. And my goodness, they're the general. We got one head. And that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Know it. I'm here to preach to you the Word of God. So again, it's not what I can do. It's not what I can bring. It's not what I can achieve that pleases God. A matter of fact, it's what He gives. It's what He performs. And praise be to God, it's what our precious Lord and Savior did upon that cross that finished it all. And that is what pleases the Father. See, I want to have a heart, brothers and sisters, by God's grace, that pants after His undeserved goodness. Do you know that that's what the Father wants? He wants you to praise the Lord. He wants you to praise the Lord for the work of His Son on the cross. And you know what that work did? It is finished. It is done. Behold the Lamb of God in my life. It's so wonderful. That's the praise and the glory and the honor, is to thank Him for His Son. It's not to work and to do and to try to bring something to God of my work. My goodness, He showed that in Abel at the very beginning. Cain tried. He gave great effort. I'm going to please you, God, with my hands, with my doing. And it was an abomination to God. Know these things. See, my thoughts aren't His thoughts. Man's ways are not God's ways. We look and we want to praise good works of the flesh. And God says, that's wickedness to me. You get that away from me. That's filthy rags to me. My Son paid the price for all. He gave His precious blood. He gave His precious body. He became sin for you. My goodness. If you will apprehend that He did it all, the beauty, the praise, the glory, and the honor to the Father. You talk about a smile. He is doting on this morning. Not because of any of us, but all because of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, brothers and sisters, it is so wonderful to have the grace of God touch us, to have a heart that wants to see how much love is toward us. That's what He wants us to see. How much love is towards us in His Son. How much He glories, praise God, as we receive the glory of His Son in our lives. How it's all been provided. Do you know that? It's all there. We're reading that precious story there in Genesis 24. About how the master sent his servant out to find the wife for his son. And you know, that servant had it all. He had everything of the Father's. He had everything of the Son to give to that one woman who would just come down to the well with an empty pitcher and draw deep. Can Can you imagine? She just brought an empty vessel. She didn't bring all these things down there. She wasn't going to show about, well, I did this and I'm from this stock and man, look at all the jewels and things I'm bringing. She brought Zippo. She brought nothing but an empty vessel. And boy, did God fill it up. Oh, the Holy Ghost, when that servant got a hold of her, he couldn't even finish his words. He couldn't finish his speech. He was speechless in her beauty because there was nothing that she brought. It was everything of what was going to be given. She was just delighting in what was going to meet her at the well. And the Holy Ghost is always there at the well. And he met her with everything. He touched her life so quickly. She went back and told her family, my goodness, the proposal has hit my life. I'm ready to go. Well, honey, won't you give us a little bit of time? It's okay you want to go, but, you know, 10 days. 10 hours. I'm not even giving you 10 minutes. This guy's so good. This one's so beautiful. This one's so rich. Because of his love for me, I got to go. Got to come Wednesday night, praise God. But see, the enemy, I give him no credit. He's good at what he does because God allows him. Know that. That devil's on a chain. And so we don't need to talk about it too much. Not afraid of him. My perfect love casts out all fear. I know without the Lord, the enemy's going to wipe me out, my household and everything. But I'm thankful to the Lord that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. But see, the enemy tries to distract God's precious people. But see, that's God's purpose again. Because he's going to prove his faithfulness in you. He is. Because he's even going to allow you to get distracted. And he's going to allow you to feel brokenhearted. And he's going to allow you to say, oh, wretched man that I am. And then the power of Christ is going to rest upon you. And you're going to rise up. And then you're going to see, honey, stand back. Watch me take control of you. Watch me do it. Watch my grace perform the masterpiece. Watch my grace touch the lump of clay now. You've been trying and thrashing around a long time. But honey, it's time. I got to get serious with you. Let me do it. Now, one of the best tactics of the enemy, brothers and sisters, because see, we're not ignorant of the devil's devices, are we? We're not. We're warriors. Praise God. We endure hardness as good soldiers. Praise be to God. I believe I'm talking to some seasoned veterans, all because of the grace of God. But see, one of his tactics is he tries to take the word of God and distort it. He tries to take the word of God and make these things hard to be understood. But the Bible tells us that the word of God is hard to be understood to them that wrestle with the scriptures. You start hearing every wind of doctrine. You go in and out of every church. And you go in and out of every different type of religious ceremony. You're going to get confused. You know it. Come on, you talk about being spun around. You're going to get dizzy. You're not going to be stable. You're going to rock to and fro. I want to stand on the rock that's higher than I. And the word of God is the rock. And we've got it, brothers and sisters. And the way we combat this nonsense of the enemy is it is written. Just as Jesus did, praise be to God. I'm so thankful of that precious Savior. Not only did he save us, the perfect plan was he lived as man. He showed us that by the power of the Spirit, praise God, we can live and live holy and righteously, praise be to God, because of the life that lives in us. It's the truth. Just be who I've made you to be in me. Now, it's so wonderful, brothers and sisters, this example of the simplicity of Christ. And I'm talking about the simplicity of attaining to the best that Jesus Christ has to offer. It's all over the precious word of God. As we talked about early on with Abel, he just said, Abel, bring me the lamb. Well, you made the lamb. You fed the lamb. Isn't that something about sheep? You just let them walk around and they eat the grass. I told you I was fishing the other day. I saw that shepherd out there, praise be to God. He was just walking them sheep around. You know, he didn't have a bunch of feed in his hand. He just walking them out there and feeding the grass. Huh? Abel, bring me the lamb. And that's all he brought him, and God was pleased. It was done. It was a done deal. Just bring me the lamb. I thank God we're reading about even little Esther in the Word of God. You read that story about Esther if you're not familiar with it. This was a little orphan girl, didn't know anything. There was a keeper of the women for the king. His name was Haggai. You know why she stole the heart of the queen? You know why that little girl that was an orphan stole the heart of the king? There were a lot of damsels out there. There were a lot of virgins that had done virtuously. But let me tell you something, honey, you excel them all. She came out before the king. He was speechless too. All he could say is, honey, it's all yours. She was stunning. Do you realize how stunning you are to the Lord when we do exactly as Esther did? She took nothing but what Haggai, the servant, told her to take. Here it is. Take Jesus. Praise God. That Holy Ghost will teach you on there. Naomi, the same thing, told Ruth. Ruth didn't know much. She just had lost her husband. Naomi was kind of bitter in a lot of ways, but God encouraged her heart too. And Ruth won the heart of Boaz because she listened to all, not some, not parts, but all that Naomi had to tell her. And then, I love it too, we'll jump ahead. How sweet Mary, they're sitting at Jesus' feet. Those ones so busy doing things. Oh my goodness, we got plates to serve. We got people. We got to host folks. We got to get them in here. We got to make them feel welcome. Mary, what are you doing at the feet of Jesus? You're lazy. And Jesus said, you leave her alone. Don't you touch her. She's chosen the best part. And all that he was praying, I know for Martha at that time, honey, I pray you get it. You're a hard-headed one. You got so much potential, honey. But you got to quit being busy with the things of this life. The poor you'll always have with you. Huh? Come on. I'm not disparaging that. God has great grace. But this was Jesus Christ in his words. He said, the poor you'll always have with you. But me, you just have a little while. We best get with it, brothers and sisters. We need Jesus. And you know what he said? With food and raiment, therewith to be content. My goodness, you know what? And I'm not getting political on you, but quit putting all your aspirations in health care. Quit putting all your aspirations in what new car or what new place I'm going to live in. If God's given you it, fine. If God has taken it away, fine. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Fine. Oh, brother, you can say that. I can say it by the grace of God. And he can take you a lot of places, like I told you, if you'll just surrender to him right at the kitchen table. Oh, you might not have a kitchen table. How about you just surrender to him, period? All right. I always remember, as Brother Hill said, well, I'll quit meddling now. But that wasn't me. That wasn't me. I'll let God encourage your heart. Brothers and sisters, what the Lord's getting at here today is we tend to make things so complicated. We do. Whenever I try to do something, it just becomes hard. And I think how Jesus is so patient with us. And I can always see him just shaking his head sometimes with me. Honey, don't you know that my yoke is easy and my burden is light? Oh, but God, you can't see this. You don't understand. I guess I've only said that to him a couple times. Not you. And you know what? Instead of pushing me away or walking off and forget him, he just draws me closer. Says, honey, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, this word is so deep. It's beyond meaning. And see, I just am so thankful that the revelation to us is by his beautiful spirit. He keeps saying, by my spirit, saith the Lord. You think about what's offered to us. We enter into, yea, the deep things of God. The deep things of God. We're talking about the wealth of the ages, the inheritance of the understanding and revelation of his love for us. And it's all by grace through faith. It's just believing that, Lord, you said it. I guess I need it. God, you're going to give that to me? I'll take it. It is too good to be true, but it is true because he is faithful and true. This is how the word of the Lord is, brothers and sisters. I've grown up in this, and I'm so thankful. And I've grown up, praise the Lord, with many who received this whole counsel of God message. They did. They received it right along with me. And I'm so thankful to the Lord that we heard this wonderful love story that Jesus Christ is going to have a bride. But I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. Most discard it. They just go through. Now, I'm not trying to disparage anyone, but I'm here to preach the word of his grace to you because I know it builds you up and it will give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. And I'm thankful to the Lord in that, brothers and sisters. But I'm telling you, I've seen this happen over and over. And I thank God that these ones will still go to church. I thank God that Jesus Christ is still the name that they pray. But the ultimate of what he came for and that he is patiently waiting for us to take. My goodness, brothers and sisters, they've just cast it aside. And I don't want to be like that. But for the grace of God, there go I. You might tell them and encourage them and say, oh, come on, honeys, this is what the Lord has for us. And they'll rebuke you. Sometimes you'll even hear, oh, well, you just think you're better than me. And I just sit there and say, oh, honey, you don't get it. It's not me that you're coming at anyways. You're fighting with God. And more importantly, you're breaking the Father's heart. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Do you know Brother Paul said that in Hebrews chapter 2? Do you know that Brother Paul was talking to himself and to believers? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? There's so much more here, brothers and sisters. God is after us. He wants us to take everything. I have a slight understanding in that because I have a couple boys and I love them. If you're a parent here today, you know how you love your kids. And I believe the Lord has touched you truly to know what's good for them. And you encourage them to take these bits of advice and these things. But you know there's times that you know that they're not listening. Matter of fact, that they're downright defiant in it. And it breaks your heart. How much more the Father. What will we do with Jesus? And it is true, neutral we cannot be. See, we either go one way or another. We gravitate away from the things of God, or we're attracted into the things of God. And I'm so thankful today that, see, this is his word, and this is his grace, and this is how he attracts us in. And it's the same message over and over. Honeys, I love you. I love you so much. I just want you to love me. I want you to love my love for you. I want you to understand my love and grow in my love. Praise God. And I'm so thankful that we have a Father like that. But as we wrap this up, I want you to understand there's not much time left. And there isn't. My goodness. Old people say, oh, well, I've heard about people talking about the coming of the Lord. Let me tell you something. I'm not putting that aside. But your life is but a vapor. You're a step between you and death. You don't know when you're going to meet your Maker. Praise be to God. And I know to be absent from the body for a Christian is to be present with the Lord. It's a better thing, praise be to God. But you know what? Some of us might be walking around here for your sakes. Who knows? You know what? I leave that to God anyways because, Lord, thou knowest. But I want a heart that wants to see Jesus. I don't want a heart that just wants to exit this world because it's so yuck. I want to be with Jesus because I want to be with the one who adores me. I want to be the one that I'm starting to hear, oh my goodness, my beloved is mine and his desire is toward me. That's the one I'm starting to get a vision of. That's the one that I want by God's grace to apprehend. Hallelujah. That's the one I want to behold his face and touch that wonderful face and to put my hands, hallelujah, in the holes of that precious lamb. That's the one that we adore, brothers and sisters. But I'm going to tell you something. He is at the doorstep and he is right here dealing with us. And we know the word of God says, I will appear to them a second time who are looking for me. And he's even more specific. He says, I got a crown of righteousness for you, an exalted rank of righteousness. You're righteous if you're a child of God. But Brother Paul said, oh, I'm ready to be offered. I've kept the faith. I've finished the course. Hallelujah. I've fought a good fight. I am ready to be offered. And I've got a crown of righteousness, an exalted rank of righteousness that's laid up for me. But it didn't sitting in there. He said, but not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Now, we can go out of here today and we can say amen to that. And we can say, oh, praise God, I've got a zeal for the appearing of the Lord. Well, wait a second. The Word of God says a zeal according to knowledge. And I'm going to tell you something. You need to wake up and know the love of Christ. You do need to know this message. You do. You do need to know, praise God, yea, the deep things of God. I'm not talking about being able to recite scriptures, brothers and sisters. I'm not telling you that you need to tell me where something is in Numbers or Deuteronomy. I'm telling you to know that Jesus Christ is searching and seeking for a bride, and he wants it to be you. He wants you. He really does. But you have to know the truth. You got to hear the proposal before you say, I do. You can go running out of here and, oh, Jesus loves me and I'm going to meet him and I'm going to be in the bride. Let me tell you something. That little sister of the Shulamite, she thought she was going to get married. Oh, I'd love to have a husband. I'd love to be married. Let me tell you something, honey. You don't have any breasts. That's what he said. You're not a mature woman. You're not ready to be fruitful. You can have an idea of it, but you may not be ready. Let him get you ready. And his learning curve of readiness is like this. There's no time constraints with God. I know people have been sitting in a pew a long time that aren't but here. I know ones in a short time that have shot right off the chart. If Apollos could tell you, Apollos was a mighty man of God. He was. Great preacher, loved the Lord, had great zeal. If he could come here and tell you, he said, but I didn't know a thing. I only had a tiny morsel to what there was. Until I met a crazy little couple, like a lot of them in this church. A Priscilla and Aquila that said, brother, you're a mighty man of God. It's wonderful how you love the truth, but I'm going to teach you a more perfect way. You're hearing the more perfect way. The complete way, the full way. And the time to go after it's now. The time to go after it is now. And David fully went after the Lord. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you and give you the praise. In Jesus' name, how good you are to us. Thank you for every life here this morning. And Lord, we just commit this to you, Lord. As the Word of God says, we plant and water, but Lord, you give the increase. I'm thankful for your Word today because your Word does not return void. I'm grateful to God that ones that might have come here this morning, not even knowing you as Savior, have heard the simplicity of the message. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in me should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I pray that every life here this morning would truly say in their heart right now, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What a precious family. What a precious thing to know that I am born now of God. We thank you, Lord, for all things. Lord, work these things deep in our lives, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.